Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel Chulin 123. And today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara is discussing the idea that even though that human skin, even though it has been turned into leather, Rachman Alatzlan, there's some people who did such a thing that they took human skin and turned it into leather. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that it is able to transmit Tumah as though it were flesh of a human being, as though it were a plain dead body. And so the Gemara says the following, Gemara cites the following Brisa, Tanur Rabbanan Ligion, which Rashi says is going to be considered to be a group of soldiers that are going out to fight their wars. That's how Rashi understands this concept of a legion. Others say it was just an army camp, like a legion, an army camp. However, mimakom umakom, that is traveling out to fight their war. And the understanding of the text is either they're going out to fight wars against the Jewish people, or else at some point they've already fought wars against the Jewish people. V'nichnas levayis. And this legion, the army unit, the legionnaires, they enter into a house, habayis tameh. Then we're going to say that the whole house is going to have corpse tameh. It's going to be as though there was a corpse brought into the house. And the reason is because we have to assume that, first of all, as a background, we know that anytime there's a corpse that enters into a house, anything that's in that house is going to become tameh. A person who's in that house is going to become tameh. And so in this case, where the army units enter into the house, we're going to assume that that house has acquired the same level of ritual impurity as though a dead body was brought in. And what's the reason? The reason is, Ein lecha b'chol ligion v'ligion she'ein lo kama kar kiflin. There is no legion out there that does not have several kar kiflin. What is this word, kar kiflin? So here, the understanding of kar kiflin is that this is something that is a Greek word. That's how the commentaries understand that this is a Greek word, which means scalp. And so therefore, the understanding is that all these army units that entered into the homes of the Jews, they had scalps in their possession, and they turned these scalps into something that they used with them on a regular basis. What's the reason why they had these scalps with them? So Rashi says that the reason is that this was a good luck charm. It was their magic that they used in battle. And so this was the horrific way in which the enemies of the Jewish people conducted their battles, that they would take these scalps and bring them around with them, turn them into leather and carry them around with them as they went out to war, because that was how they felt that would be helpful to being victorious. And the Gemara says, don't be shocked to hear this. Al titma, don't be shocked to hear this, because we know this is the case. Shari kar kifo shel Rabbi Shmuel munach berosh melachim, because the scalp of Rabbi Shmuel is placed upon the heads of the kings. So we'll get to that statement in a moment. But first, we'll understand what are we talking about here. Why would we assume that because the scalp or the leather, the scalp that was turned into leather, enters into a home, that the entire house is going to be considered to be tameh? We have a concept that we know that there's a dispute elsewhere in the Talmud, and we say that we rule that the only time the flesh of a body contaminates the entire house and makes it ritually impure is if it's the dead body of a Jew. But if it's the dead body of an idolater, we say that that does not make something tummy just by being in the house, but somebody has to actually touch that dead body. So there are a couple of different answers to this question. One answer is to say no, that our source here, our Brisa here, rules that no, even the dead body of an idolater is able to contaminate through corpse tumah even just by being in the house without even touching it. So it doesn't rule like the rest of the Shas. Alternatively, we can say like the Teferes Yaakov, who suggests that here must be the case that since this legion had gone out to battle and they had fought many different places, it's a certainty that they had the corpse of a Jew in their presence. And so therefore, even though we say, oh, how do we know that? We say that they must have had the corpse of that Jew in their presence, and they must have turned that into a scalp which they used when they went out into battle. And so then we come to the story that they had had the scalp of Rabbi Shmuel. What does this mean that they had the scalp of Rabbi Shmuel? So this is a story that we're familiar with, because first of all, it appears in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and there it says in the Gemara Avodah Zarah that Yudalv Amabez, and also it appears in the story of the Asara Ruge Malchus, which we read on Yom Kippur, and also this appears on Tisha B'Av, the story of the 10 holy martyrs of the Jewish people who were killed by the Romans, and they weren't only killed, they were tortured and killed in a horrific manner. And so there we're told about the story of Rabbi Shmuel the Kohen Gadol, who was known for his great beauty. And so when the daughter of the Caesar saw that Rabbi Shmuel was about to be killed, she was upset because she wanted her father to preserve his beauty. And so therefore, they killed Rabbi Shmuel by flaying his, it's hard for me to even say these words, but they flayed his skin in such a manner that they were able to preserve the skin itself, and they were able to then transform it and preserve it and keep its shape and enable to keep the beauty of his face. And that was how the Romans tortured Rabbi Shmuel and killed him, according to our Gemara, we see that they kept his skin in a preserved fashion, and they used to attach it somehow onto the heads of the kings to show off their beauty. But this is such a perversion of beauty, and we see the fundamental difference between the Roman culture and the Jewish culture, that the Roman culture valued the appearance even of a dead body, which we know as Jewish people, we believe there's nothing there. And we saw Rabbi Shmuel the Kohen Gadol. We saw his greatness was not from his physical appearance, but from the holiness that surrounded every action that he made. This crystallizes this story, the distinction between the Roman culture and the culture of our rabbis.